VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Estelle, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi everyone, this is your host Estelle. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. I believe you all come here with the aim of improving your English skills. And as a foreign language learner, the biggest challenge is always speaking. I have been learning English for over 15 years now and still have a lot to learn. So I know the struggle all too well. Have you ever found yourself in the following situations? No matter how many words or grammar rules you've memorized, your mind just goes blank whenever you try to speak English and then you're too afraid to speak. Or, no matter how many books you've read or how many exercises you've done, you still can't seem to understand what native speakers are talking about. Well, aside from practicing with our pronunciation challenge every day, you can also check out today's video for some useful tips on how to overcome the challenges of spoken English. But for now, let's jump into our sentence of the day. This fear can occur when you hear advanced grammar and vocabulary, and it just goes completely over your head. Store again. This fear can occur when you hear advanced grammar and vocabulary, and it just goes completely over your head. 我们首先来看到 fear 和 hear 这两个字，字尾的 ear 发的都是 ear 就是耳朵的音 fear, hear。再来看到 occur 这个字，要注意把重音放在第二音节，然后字尾的 ur 发的是二的音 occur。再来看到 advanced， 要注意字尾的 ced 发的是 st，advanced。Advanced. 再来呢，来看到 grammar， 要注意发音哦。第一个 a 发的是蝴蝶音 ，然后字尾的 ar 发的是耳的音，所以是 grammar， 并不是 grammar 哦，不要把它念得跟阿嬷很像，是 grammar。最后呢，来看到 completely， 要注意第二音节的地方呢，有一个长音 e，completely。那在念整个句子的时候，一样可以在逗号的地方稍作停顿吸气。接下来我们来看到今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字我们来看到 fear， 它是名词，意思是害怕、惧怕、担忧。来看看例句 ：One of my greatest fears is flying cockroaches。我最害怕的事情之一就是会飞的蟑螂。那片语 for fear that 加子句，或者是 for fear of something 的意思呢，就是生怕、以免。来看看另外一个例句 ：I brought an extra pair of contact lenses with me on the trip for fear of losing one of them。那如果你在 fear 后面加上 ful，fearful， 它就会变成形容词，意思是恐惧的、担心的、忧虑的。那如果在 fear 后面加上 less。变成 fearless， 那就会变成一样是形容词，意思是无畏的、大胆的。来看看例句 ：She has evolved from a fearful little girl into a fearless fighter for equality。她从一个害怕的小女孩蜕变为无惧的平权战士。第二个字，我们来看到 occur。它是动词，意思是发生或是出现。For example, please don't hesitate to ask for our help if any problems occur. 若是发生任何问题，请立即寻求我们的协助。动词 hesitate 是迟疑的意思，所以讲到 don't hesitate to do something， 字面上的意思是毫不犹豫的去做什么事，其实就是立刻、立即的意思。另外 occur to somebody 的意思是某人想到或是想法、主意突然出现在某人的脑海中。For example, it occurred to me that I had forgotten to pay my phone bill this month. 我突然想到这个月忘记缴电话费了。 第三个单字我们来看到 advanced。Advanced， 它是形容词，意思是进阶的、高级的。For example, I'm taking advanced Spanish next semester. 我下学期要修进阶西班牙文。那 advanced 也可以表示先进的，像是 Our lab has the most advanced equipment in the country. 我们实验室拥有全国最先进的器材设备。那这个字其实是来自于动词 advance， 意思是进展或是使发展。For example, technology has advanced significantly over the past few decades. 在过去几十年间，科技有了大规模的进步。最后我们来看到片语 over one's head。 over one's head 意思是超过某人理解范围或是能力范围，也就是无法理解、无法处理的意思。 For example, I tried my very best to understand what our teacher said during math class, but it went completely over my head. 我尽我所能地试着听懂老师在数学课教的东西，但我还是完全无法理解。或者是 after our company downsized, the new tasks I've been assigned have gone way over my head, but I'm still very grateful I wasn't laid off. 我们公司缩编之后，我被指派了一些超出我能力范围的新工作，但我还是很感激我没有被裁员。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. This fear can occur when you hear advanced grammar and vocabulary, and it just goes completely over your head.This has happened to me a lot recently because I've been trying to improve my Spanish from beginner level to intermediate level. I have a very hard time understanding spoken Spanish, and my spoken Spanish is awfully broken. So what I do is play the audio in my textbooks over and over again and read the transcripts aloud. I think this helps me quite a lot. Also,It's useful to learn phrases such as más lento, por favor, slower, please, or otra vez más, por favor, say that again, please. And I think both of these tips can help you with your speaking skills no matter what language you're trying to learn. What about you? Do you have any tips on improving speaking skills? Leave a comment and your own challenge recording. See you next time!